for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
This is tape 2 of 2 tapes of the Tuesday evening meeting of July the 4th, 2000, with Colonel Speed Wilson speaking. This is the Summer Family Camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
He said if a burglar breaks into the house, shoot him, kill him. We'll hold a court immediately and find you guilty of justifiable homicide, and that's the end of it. And every other criminal around here knows it. They just bypass us and go to somewhere else.
Hallelujah.
Go on. And the guy that shot up the synagogue here a while back, the only reason he went to the synagogue, he knew the guards over there were not armed. By the way, let me read you something. We talk about, let's finish up on the hypocrisy of Clinton and his bunch that want to save lives by taking the guns. Interesting. How about the medical and drug industry? Now, I'm not making this up. This comes right out of the Journal of American Medical Association. It's the AME's own figures. In a report of 15 April 98, they admit that properly prescribed and administered drugs kill more than 100,000 Americans every year and hospitalize a minimum of 2.2 million as adverse drug reactions. As a comparison, illegal drugs kill 10 to 12,000. There are 10 times as many killed in the hospitals. And if you go to a hospital and stay 72 hours, 28% come out with a disease that they didn't have when they went in. The drug and hospital medical profession industry is the third largest in our economy. The largest is construction. The second is automotive, and medical drug is second. It's a big business. Dr. Julian Whitaker, a medical doctor and a Christian, said there's no other industry in the United States that would be allowed to kill and maim as many people if money was not involved. And by the way, the AMA is one of the most powerful lobbies in Washington, D.C. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said, and the Bible agrees, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food. And Dr. Douglas and Whitaker both point out there's a paradigm shift right now. There are more people taking the natural or nature course of nutritions and herbs than are going to the medical profession. Cancer. In 1900, only one in every 500 Americans died of cancer or had cancer. Last year, 1999, one in three. There's one, I think it was Dr. Willicks, a medical doctor, said there's a whole lot more money to be made in treating cancer than there is in healing cancer. There are many ways to heal cancer, natural ways. Lorraine Day, the head of the surgical department in San Diego, in one of the biggest hospitals, when she developed a large cancer, she had to go outside the country to get some treating. She wasn't going to take the cut, burn, and poison. That means surgery. When in doubt, cut it out. And burn is radiation and chemotherapy. As they all point out, it's a race between who dies first, the patient or the cancer. And most often they do. FDA has approved, and this might be an explanation for the large number of deaths, has approved over 3,000 chemical additives for our food. I want to give you one. You think the FDA is your friend? No way. It should be called the Federal Death Administration because they keep simple systems out. they almost require fluoride to be put in your water and your toothpaste. You can go to the library as I did. I couldn't believe it. Well, I did believe it. I just wanted to be sure because I know the government's not my friend. But remember, I'm paranoid. And sure enough, I looked at the toxicity chart, and fluoride is more poisonous than lead and only slightly less poisonous than arsenic. They will not allow lead in your house paint, but they put it in your water and your toothpaste. And it causes Alzheimer's. We didn't have Alzheimer's before they started putting fluoride in your water. And it does not prevent cavities. It's a byproduct of producing aluminum. So that's the reason they find traces of aluminum in the brain of the people that have Alzheimer's. One sick joke is, one advantage of having Alzheimer's is you can hide your own Easter eggs. Dr. Stanislav Bozanski of Houston, Texas, has been curing cancer for many years by a simple intravenous solution that dissolves the cancer and they go away. The FDA raided his office 4 times. He went to court, and they raided just like they did at Waco and others, except they didn't burn him out. And each time that it was taken to court, he won. So now, big deal, they allow him to treat cancer patients who have been declared terminal by the AMA. And so he only gets those who are given up to die or have run out of money, whichever occurs first. And so he gets them. And he's not losing very many. And it's very good. Houston, Texas, Dr. Stanislav Bozanski. And Dr. Willex, Dr. William Douglas, and Dr. Whitaker again, all rebels in the medical profession, have pointed out that open heart surgery or the bypass, 5% of those people never live through the operation, and the others, and they point out that chelation is the way to go. It's a very simple procedure, doesn't cost very much, there's the clue. About $2,000 versus $40,000. Dr. Willex was doing it at $40,000 a lick until he found out he had a problem, but he knew he wasn't solving the problem, so he looked for an alternative route. Columbine. They go on. What makes people do what those people did and the others and the students? What gets into their head? Well, I thought Dr. Whitaker was going to come right through the camera a while back on the 700 Club. He said, the idiots know. Both of the kids at Columbine High were on Ritalin and Prozac. So was the one down in Kentucky. And he named off a whole row of them that were on Prozac. And one of the side effects of Prozac is unexplained bursts of temper. The bumper sticker says, slack off, I'm on Prozac. But no, they don't want to take away the Prozac because that's big money. They want your gun. On the, by the way, I made up a pack of tapes that I think everybody who's interested in your health, there's how to regain your health, how to maintain your health, and how to die. How to die. How to die healthy and wealthy as late as possible. And I would encourage you to pick them up. There are 5 tapes for $5, and any 2 of them would be worth it. And you'll learn a lot whether you contact us to, because I represent a company called New Ways that is the only source of a complete line of non-toxic cosmetics and personal care items. Someday, if you don't believe it, after you've heard the tape, just check the items on it. By the way, if you're going to check your toothpaste for the poison that's in it, you have to check the box. They know you're going to throw the box away, so they put all that stuff on the box. Don't buy it. Just go in the store and read the box. Went over here to Albertson's the last time I was here and wanted to get some distilled water. I picked up the distilled water, and as I have it, I look at the content. Distilled water with fluoride. I thought, good God. Trying to get away from that stuff. You know, when we started getting colon cancer, it's when they started putting chlorine in our water. It kills all the good bacteria in your lower colon. As good old Dr. Kerry Ream says, if you want white guts, drink stuff. It's a bleach. That's what you put in your washing machine is a bleach. But it'll kill you. And Clinton once said that, oh, he was singing the praises of the Brady Bill. The background checks had kept 500,000. That's a half a million criminals from getting guns. Correction, fella. It didn't keep them from getting guns. It just kept them from getting a legal gun. They'll get a gun. How many of that 500,000 that should have been locked up because they were felons and knew they weren't to have a gun or they were on parole? You guessed it. Zero. Boy, in Richmond, Virginia, they just don't have a problem anymore. They have a program down there. I forget the name of it. It's, I'll see it in a minute in the notes. Exile. If they find a felon or someone on parole that shouldn't have a gun, he automatically is locked up for 5 years, no appeal, into the hokey. And if you commit a crime with a gun and you're convicted of the criminal activity in a court, it adds 5 years. They just don't have a problem in Richmond. So they have the answer. Pat Buchanan was trying to get them to implement that in Baltimore and the other big cities. Doesn't cost anything. They wouldn't do it. They're not interested in stopping it. They want your gun. Excellent book. I want to read you before I get off the Columbine High. A testimony you never heard. It's the father of the girl that was killed when she said, and by the way, the news said, they asked, do you believe in God? That isn't what she was asked. What she was asked, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? She said, absolutely. And so did another girl, killed them both. But this is the father of the first girl, Daryl Scott, who is Rachel Scott's father. I won't read you the whole testimony, but it was given before the Colorado House of Representatives. And he said down here, the first recorded of violence was when Cain slew his brother Abel out in the field. The villain was not the club he used, neither was the organization of the NCA, the National Club Association. The true killer was Cain, and the reason for his murder could be found only in Cain's heart. And his statement is, no amount of gun laws can stop someone who wants to spend money planning a type of massacre. And if there are propane tanks at a work, there are bombs over to kill 500 or 600 kids. You're going to outlaw propane tanks? And it was just a while back, one of the lads who had one side of his face blown away by one of these Prozac operators, he made the statement again, guns don't kill people, people kill people. A man by the name of Paul Gallant, G-A-L-L-A-N-T, set out to augment what Clinton and all of them were calling about to show that guns were dangerous. Guess what he found? Covering 18 years of statistics, he found this. On the average, the murder rate in states that banning concealed carrying is 127% higher than in states that have liberal carry laws, 127%. A 1% increase in firearm ownership and carriage reduces crime by 5%. And he found that suicide rates and are unrelated by the presence of a weapon. And on and on. And they said, well, you know, there were actually more children killed every year by these collision blow-up bags in cars than are killed with guns. But they're not after your blow-up bag. They're after your gun. Here's the statistics. This is FBI report. More than 500,000 times a year, somebody carrying a gun away from home defends himself or herself. And more than 200,000 times a year, a woman has defended themselves from a sexual abuse and attack because they had a weapon. There is only one policeman on duty for every 1,700 citizens. Clearly, the police cannot possibly protect every individual. The police are not to, they are to uphold the law, not to protect people. And I don't want to imagine, this is an article, I don't even imagine the carnage that would erupt if law-abiding gun owners suddenly were deprived of the right to carry. Disarming law-abiding citizens will lower the crime rate. It will not lower the crime rate, it will escalate it, and Australia points that out. Yes, the Australia, the Richmond thing is that. Well, we'll wind down here. More guns, less crime is the article there. And I would like to point out on this day of our independence, first off, this nation was founded as a Christian constitutional republic. You can read the history of it. The founders prayed for hours collectively in one place. And Independence Hall. By the way, we didn't have time to get into that, but Independence Hall is now a United Nations World Heritage Site. I'll give you where you can find all of that listed. We pay for it, but they control it. Most of our national parks are United Nations territories now, biospheres. And they knew that democracies don't work very long. So you'll never, never, never find democracy ever mentioned in the Federalist Papers or any other papers in our Founding Fathers. Why did they know that? Well, because the historians Toynbee, the British, and Tolstoy, the Russians, and they had written before our revolution, had pointed out that democracies just don't last. But the and they all found the same thing that I'm about to read to you from Alexander Fraser Tyler from 1748 to 1830. He died. And it's in his book, The Decline and Fall of the Athenian Republic. And this is what he said. A democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover that they can vote themselves money from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes the candidates that promise the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that a democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policy, followed by a dictatorship. Clinton may never leave office. The average age of the world's greatest civilizations has been less than 2 years, 200 years. And these nations have all progressed through the following sequence. And you can read it in the nation Israel in the Old Testament. From slavery or bondage came spiritual faith. And from spiritual faith came great courage. And from courage came liberty. From liberty came abundance. But from abundance became selfishness, and from selfishness to complacency, and from complacency to apathy, and from apathy to dependence, let the government do it, from dependency back to slavery. And we're clearly down to the dependency of the government, thinking the government is our friend. They're not. Did you know that governments have killed, in this century, governments have killed more of their own people than all the wars of all history. A man who personally witnessed in Ruby Ridge in 1992 said the Lord spoke to him and says, you're viewing the New World Order functioning. And he stated at that time, you will see more. But Waco did come. And of course, it's the Oklahoma building. Many others. so democracies just don't work. The little joke was one little girl asked her father, do all fairy tales begin with once upon a time? He said, no, most fairy tales today begin with, and if I'm elected. Some speculation as to whether or not Clinton will ever leave office. He has issued 138 executive orders, absolutely unconstitutional. He is setting up to take over through martial law. The Congress and the Senate will be sent home, be disbanded. And the first day of October, the coordination of that martial law will pass from the Secretary of Defense to guess who? Waco Reno. A very compassionate lady who sent all the troops down to Waco to save the children. The FBI is called the Federal Bureau Baby Incinerators. And the election coming up, of course, he knows that once he steps down from the office, the line is very long to sue him. He has been impeached. The Senate, they chose not to because he had all those FBI files and they didn't know what they knew on each of them. This next election may determine whether or not we will remain a nation. I don't say a sovereign nation. We haven't been sovereign since 1992. That's when George Bush, one of his last acts, submitted the United Nations Human Rights Treaty to the Senate for ratification. It had been submitted to a president, everyone, since 1945, but nobody would sign it until Jimmy Carter. And then no one would refer it to the Senate for ratification until George Bush. And the Senate ratified it on the second day of April 1992 by a voice vote. So you'll never know who voted for it and who voted against it. But at that time, our sovereignty was transferred over to the United Nations. That's the reason George Bush could stand up before Congress and proclaim that the operation over in the Persian Gulf provides an opportunity for the United Nations to function as its founders intended. Well, maybe you don't know who the founders were. There were 14 card-bearing communists and 34 members of the Rockefeller Council of Foreign Relations. Yes, it's doing what it was intended to be, the one world government. And we support it with 25% of its budget. The Rockefellers donated the land, and you and I built the buildings out of our tax money. Ron Paul from Texas, every year that he's been back in Congress, introduces a bill to get the UN out of the United States and the United States out of the UN, and more people are building up on it every year. But this next election will determine whether or not we can turn it around. Jesse Helms is ready to introduce a bill to get us out of the United Nations. And he told the United Nations so. You ought to read his speech that he gave before the Security Council. The next election is very important, and you better learn to vote principle and not party. As I pointed out, every president, beginning with Woodrow Wilson down to the present day, has been a member of the conspiracy, with the exception of Ronald Reagan. And people say, well, I endorse Pat Buchanan. He has 32 of the 33 required delegates to get the Reform Party's nomination. They say, well, if you vote for Buchanan, it's a wasted vote. Well, I can't imagine a vote more wasted than one for Gore or Bush, because you're voting for the New World Order in either direction. In fact, the Bilderbergers just met over in Brussels the first weekend of this month, and they had three points that have to be accomplished in this year. One was to continue to push for global laws on ecology. That's Al Gore. He's great for that. He says there's no difference between God and the earth. They're one. He's a legendary tree hugger. And the other one was to equitably distribute the world's wealth by raising taxes. They met, they ended the 3rd of June. The 7th of June, the European community raised their taxes, and you can bet on it, yours will be raised also. Because it goes from the Bilderbergers to the Trilateral Commission to the Council of Foreign Relations and to all the agents in the administration. And they are enforced. I could give you example after example. So that's the reason I watch the Bilderberger meetings. You'll never find out about the Bilderberger meetings unless you subscribe to a little newspaper called The Spotlight. Very cheap. The government's raided their office many times, tries to put them out of business. But fortunately, they have less than a million. These are back there on the table. You pick it up, and there's a subscription form on it. I'm on the board of policy. And another one. We don't have time to get in all of it tonight. But here's an outstanding publication. And it just came out before I got here. It's all about building the global gulag. That's Russia. The New American Special Issue. And if you doubt what I'm saying, this whole thing is devoted to the conspiracy. And it gives you a list of the parks and everything that have already been taken over by the United Nations, including a map of who they are and what they're up to. They're back here on the table, $2 a piece. That's 50 cents off of the normal price. And $2 a piece, or three of them for $5, so you can pass them around to your friends so they can wake up. Why do I... Another alternative from Clinton just declaring national emergency and staying in, did you know that Hillary Clinton is registered by the Federal Elections Board as a candidate for the presidency of the United States? She is. The only reason she's running over in New York is to keep her name in the news. I couldn't understand why just recently the controlled news media started beating up on Al Gore. Now I know they'll probably get rid of Al Gore, and then at the Democrat convention, guess who? Hillary. She'll be in. And that's it. Buchanan. I've come to know Pabst from the first time he ran for office. I love the guy. He won't change. He says in one article, he said, if I wanted to change and compromise, I could still be a Republican. It is disgusting when they ask Bob Dole and Governor Bush if they agreed with the Republican platform. And both of them said, guess what? Well, I never read it. Man, I wanted to come right out of my chair. Ruth told me to quit shouting at the TV, but... Here they are running on the Republican ticket, and we fight, and Phyllis Schlafly and all those people fight to get the right to life written into the Republican platform, and those characters didn't even bother to read it because they don't intend to keep it. If you want to see a winning team for president and vice president, it would be Buchanan and Alan Keyes. Even communist Jesse Jackson would have a hard time explaining that one away. And I don't really care which one of those two would be president. They'd both be very good. I've been an organization that sponsored Alan Keyes throughout northeastern Ohio. But the number three agenda of the Bilderberg for the coming year is to keep Patrick Buchanan out of the news. Don't report on him at all. Do anything you can to get rid of him. Because if the people ever knew where he stood, they would vote for him. Here are a few things. Since 1992, the United States has run a communist China, which now uses our currency to buy military and steal our technology and buy weapons that are targeted on America. The Canada administration will rebuild our manufacturing base and stop the export of American jobs to overseas, insist that production products made in Japan and China are taxed at the same rate as products from the United States into that country. Now, here's what will make your blood boil. Our tariff on China's products coming into the United States is 3%. United States products going into China are taxed at nearly 40%. Did you know that Portugal and Bosnia and those countries over in there, Bolivia, buy more American products than China? That's like NAFTA, because we're supposed to take care of that great middle-income group down in Mexico. How many have been to Mexico and seen that great group of middle-income? They're not there. All it did was, and if you wanted to buy an airplane a few years ago, go to Mexico and buy one. Because they didn't have to air up airplanes to fly the dope across the line. They bring it across by the truckload now. So they didn't need the airplanes. Pat Buchanan is against free trade. He wants fair trade. If they put 30% tariff on our products, reciprocity, 30% on theirs. Pat Robertson put that, and they all called him the same thing, an isolationist. No, it's America first. The Pat Buchanan administration, the lives of the United States soldiers will never be put at risk, or will be risked only when vital interests are at stake. We would withdraw all global agencies that do not serve our interest. The World Bank will be privatized, and not one dime from the International Monetary Fund will go to prop up any corrupt foreign regime or country that is hostile to the United States. The United Nations. Quotas of One Nation Colorblind is the headline. Quotas and racial preferences are a form of legalized discrimination which divide Americans by race, class, and ethnic origin. A Buchanan administration will pass a colorblind civil rights bill that ensures equal justice for all and special privileges for none. Immigration reform. I think it's horrible that we have nearly 40,000 troops in Korea protecting their border, and we have no one protecting ours. Since 1970, the United States has absorbed 27 million immigrants. This year, 1.3 million will pour into the United States. 400,000 of them will be illegal, 90% from the third world. A Buchanan administration will reduce immigration levels, repatriate illegals. We seem to forget they're here illegally. Do you know of any nation that allows that to happen? You won't get by with it in the Middle East. And fully assimilate recent immigrants into our culture and history and traditions and speak English. And part of America's budget surplus, that's a joke. I could make a surplus if I didn't have to pay my bills. And that's the way they show a surplus. Should be reduced the national debt and preserve the Social Security. The West would be returned to the taxpayers, the workers, the families, the savers, and small businesses. Every dollar generated from import or duties of goods would be used to support the government. That's the way the government was originally supported. It didn't tax anybody. By the way, a fellow in the CIA back in 1961 did a study on communism, and there were 34 objectives that had to be accomplished in the United States before the communists could take over, and every one of them had been accomplished. In fact, in 1988, the Communist Party USA said they would no longer field candidates for the president and vice president, which was always... Angela Davis was vice president, and Gus Hall, because they had the same objectives as the Democrat Party. You didn't read that in the controlled media either. And the end of the culture of death. Since the Roe v. Wade decision, 35 million unborn children have been exterminated.
Murdered.
And we talk about the Hitler's Holocaust, and there wasn't 6 million. But anyway, abortion has become the most common medical procedure in America. The campaign to legalize assisted suicide gains ground every year. that Buchanan administration will use his bully pulpit to fight the culture of death and appoint only pro-life justices to the Supreme Court. Get a candidate to say that. They'll waffle up. Well, you can't. You got to be tolerant, you know. You got to be politically correct. And dismantle the federal bureaucracy. Did you know you read the Constitution? Once I found out what I'd sworn to do, I thought I ought to read it. And I could understand it. It's written so you can understand it. The only people that can't understand it are all on the Supreme Court. Did you know the other day they said on this stupid thing of separation of church and state, that isn't in the Constitution. It says the Congress will pass no laws establishing a religion or the free exercise thereof. Everybody ought to know that that was put in there so that we wouldn't have an official state church. Like in England, the Anglican Church, in Germany, the Lutheran Church, and in Italy and Spain, the Roman Catholic Church. And shall not be interfered with. But the ruling that they said the other day that you can't pray in a football game, they didn't finish the sentence. That's how a lot of Bible teachers teach. It says that not to establish a religion. But they didn't say, nor to no interference with the free practice thereof. Pat Robertson on the 700 Club, I would encourage you to watch at least the first 15 minutes because you'll get news there you don't get anywhere else. And he said, I'm telling everybody this fall when you go to a football game, after you've pledged allegiance and you sang the Star Spangled Banner, then God bless your chicken heart, stand up and pray. They can't lock all of you up. He said they've gone too far now. Rush Limbaugh said essentially the same thing, somebody told me. This is enough. That ripped it, you know. Like Pat Buchanan said when somebody asked him, well, what would the founding fathers do if they said you couldn't have the Bibles in school? Very simple answer, lock and load. You bet. Pick up those muskets and go. I saw a good cartoon the other day. It showed the Minuteman, you know, standing with his rifle. He didn't have a rifle. He had a garden hoe. I had to look at it a couple of times to get the point. Yeah. What does a farmer like you need with a weapon like that? So the British said to the farmers up in the country. Well, the only thing that is supposed to be in Washington is to provide a common defense and an international representation. That's all. That's the State Department and Defense Department, and the rest of that is all with the several states. Boy, wouldn't that be it? Well, that's what Pat says to do. The federal government now squanders more of your tax dollars than at any point in all of our nation's history. Welfare reform demonstrated the wisdom of empowering the states with dismantling the federal bureaucracy. Like welfare, poverty, housing, primary and secondary education should be returned to the states and all savings returned to those states and the taxpayers. So that's the reason that the Bilderbergers, their third point was, stop Patrick Buchanan. So pick up your subscription form, The Spotlight. And if you want to know all about far more than I covered tonight on what's planned for you and is coming to pass, The New American, $2 a copy, or three of them for $5. And if you're interested in your health, pick up the little 5-pack tape of cassettes and listen to them on the way home, particularly Doctors Uncensored. You know, everybody ought to have to read that. And live longer and healthier. You don't have to get sick to die. In fact, as Ruth always says, I'm going to be alive and remain until the coming of the Lord. I'm going to be changed, a la 1 Corinthians 15:51. We shall not all die. History stands in the balance right now. This nation has never been so threatened than it is right now. Not during World War II. Certainly not in Korea. By the way, there was a Marine colonel and an Army colonel who refused to go to the Gulf War because the Constitution was not threatened. The Gulf War was for British petroleum and British petroleum alone. And that's what that was all about. And pray for your country and vote. Find out who they are, where they stand. And I would encourage you to vote Pat Buchanan, and we're sure hoping that Alan Keyes would join him and get that bunch out of Washington, because once you find someone of principle, you will find you have congressmen and senators who have principle also. But as long as you have what we have up there, they're not going to buck him, because he'll ruin you. Just an accusation will join you, whether it's true or not, and they don't hesitate to do it. So be sure and vote, use your influence, and maybe our nation can be saved. If it isn't, well, then maybe we will have the Great Tribulation come here. And that's how serious this whole thing is. I remember inscribed in people, I was on a talk show with a lady here in Hot Springs. Was it Diana Silverman? Dear little Jewish gal. Boy, what a fireball. And we were really having a good time. And everybody that was calling up was agreeing with us. And I told her during a commercial, I said, oh, I wish somebody would call up that disagreed with us. And sure enough, the next caller was a retired master sergeant. He said, Carl, why don't you get yourself a six-pack and climb up the hill and have a good time? I said, I never did trust an officer above captain anyhow. I said, well, thank you for calling, Sarge. You represent about 98% of the American people. As long as everything's going all right for them, they don't care. Oh, the economy's good, and they elected a liar and a cheat and a whoremonger. They reelected him knowing who he was, because they said the economy is good. He doesn't have anything to do with the economy. The Federal Reserve Board controls the economy. Greenspan is his name, probably a Khazar. They determine the money supply, they determine the interest, and you and I pay the interest to them. And it's owned by 9 Rockefeller Rothschild banks. It's a privately owned corporation. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California ruled it's a privately owned corporation. So, get paranoid. Any questions? Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
That what now?
That we have diesel.
Oh.
Well, engine.
No, it doesn't make any difference because, see, as I said before I joined the Marines, I worked for Humble Oil and Refining in Midland, Texas, and it's one of the largest producing oil companies. You know it as Exxon today. And we have oil coming out our ears in the United States. And diesel is one of the last things to come off in the cooking process. So diesel is not. Probably a better solution was to have your car converted to petroleum gas, the tank of pressurized, propane, they call it. And I know a fellow in Tulsa, Oklahoma, an oil producer, and all of his trucks and everything else operate on propane. It's a lot cheaper, a lot cleaner. You have to start your engine currently. You have to start it on gasoline, but after it starts, you just flip it over to propane. It runs fine. Next time you're in one of these indoor carpet houses and whatnot, and the forklifts and the warehouses, they're running on propane if they're not electric, because it doesn't pollute. It's cheaper. And more stations are stocking propane, so you can get it. That'd be the better. And the point is, there is no shortage. When I was lining up in 1973 to get $5 worth of gas in Washington, D.C. suburbs, sitting there burning, knowing that we're no shortage. So I called back to my high school friend, Jay Moxley, who is the senior commissioner in Andrews County. And I said, Jay, what's the garbage that's going on about the shortage of oil? He said, Buck, they never knew me as Harry or Speed. It's always Buck Wilson. And he said, Buck, I was going over to Pecos the other day, And there was a tank train of over 120 tankers, a train of tanks, and they were dumping high-grade gasoline back into the wells for storage. I know about that. Down in Pecos County, you can get oil at about 5,000 feet, but the stuff is so thick you can't get it out. It's like tar. They've tried steam and everything else to get it out. So here was what they were doing. They're storing it down there so it will dissolve the petroleum that's in there.
I am under the rock, and the rock is higher than I. Jehovah, hide me under the rock. Don't tell my enemies I'm under the rock. Jehovah, hide me under the rock.
Oh,
I am under the rock. And the rock is higher than I. Jehovah, hide me under the rock. Go tell my enemies I'm under the rock. Jehovah, hide me under the rock. I am under the rock, and the rock is higher than I. Jehovah, hide me under the rock. Go tell my enemies I'm under the rock. Jehovah, hide me under the rock.
Oh, look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done.
He healed my body, he touched my mind, he saved me just in time. Well, I'm going to praise his name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Well, I'm gonna praise his name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Look what
the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Well, I'm going to praise his name. He say it's just the same. Come on and praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
I went to the enemy's camp.
And I took back what he stole from me. I took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy's camp. And I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. 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 Praise God, he's under my feet. Hallelujah.
I went to the enemy's camp, and I
took back what he stole from me.
Come on.
I took back what he stole from me. I took back what he stole from me. I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what he stole from me. He's under my feet. 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 Satan is under my feet.
Glory! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I'm just lost in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost, and He's drawing me closer to the one I love the most. I'm just keeping company with the heavenly host. I just
walk in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost.
I'm just lost
in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost.
And He's drawing me closer
to the one I love the most.
I'm just keeping
deep with the heavenly Ghost. I'm just lost in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost.
I'm just lost
in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost, and He's drawing me closer to the one I love the most. I'm just keeping with the heavenly hope.
I'm just lost
in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost.
I'm just lost
in the presence
sweet Holy Ghost,
and He's drawing me closer to the one I love the most. I just keep me company with the heavenly hope. I'm just lost in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost.
How many can say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, let there be glory and honor and praise.
Glory and honor to Jesus. Glory, honor.
Glory
and honor and praise. Glory and honor to Jesus. Glory, honor. Glory.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.